Here he comes in his hopped up Mondeo. He said, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check my old two if you don't mind. Put some air in my tire, won't you, mister? Hey, wash the windows too if you got time. Play, buddy. Last night I dreamed I died and went to heaven, to that mighty super service in the skies. I satisfied pumping gas forever for the angels in that sweet by and by. Well, the pearly gates were just around the corner. I could see the new ones coming every day. I was changing plugs on Moses' magic carpet. Went up through the clouds, they come this Mondeo. He said, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check my oil too if you don't mind. Put some air in my tires, won't you, mister? Hey, wash my windows too if you got time. Thank you very much, appreciate it. Like I say, for those of you just came up, we had a little delay in the schedule, so we're not going to delay because you didn't come just to sit and look at the trees, I don't believe. I'll tell you one thing, it is hot today now. I don't believe there's a breath of air stirring out here. But you know, I was in Nashville, Tennessee last summer, and I thought it was hot here today. It was hot then. Boy, it was so hot down there, I seen two trees chasing the same dog that day. Boy, that's hot, ain't it? Woo! Play us a little hoedown here, my friend. This is Denny Riles. Let me introduce him. He's my fine fiddle player out of Trenton, Florida. Denny Riles plays a mighty fine country western fiddle from the state of West Virginia. Give Denny a hand. All right. All right. Do us a little hoedown of any description. All right. Soldier's Joy. That's a good one. Somebody asked me yesterday after we finished. Usually they say don't come back, but they didn't say that yesterday. We appreciate it. They said the next time you get up there, do a little bit of that old crazy stuff you do called rambling. So Denny just kind of hit a note with me here and there, G to C. And, you know, we don't know but two keys on these things. Anyhow, one of them G and the other one ain't, so it ain't going to be too hard. This is just a little silliness. I hope you enjoy it. Me and my pa was going down the street together the other day. The old man, he was not feeling too good. I told him, I said, Pa, you sure do look bad. You better see a doctor. Old man, he went upstairs there over the drugstore and seen the doctor. Doctor told him, old man, says, you sure are sick. You better take something. We went back downstairs and Pa seen a big old Cadillac parked by the curb. He took it. Doctor's orders. We got in that bus side thing doing about 90 miles an hour. Pa knowed how to drive it, didn't know how to stop it. We went down the road where the road forks, one goes one way and one the other, big old oak tree right in the middle. We didn't go to the left or to the right. We went straight ahead. Car hit that oak tree and stopped dead still. Not me and Pa, but we kept a gwine. After that, the old man had a cork leg, though. One day he told me after that, he said, son, he said, let's go up on the mountain grizzly bear hunting like we used to. I said, Pa, if you feel like it, we'll do it. About 3 days and nights, we chased that old grizzly up there. Then the table turned on us, and the bear started chasing me and Pa. Finally, the old man said, son, I've gone just as far as I can go. I'm about to give out. Take every shortcut you know home and tell Ma to hold the door open because I'm coming in as fast as I can. Man, I cut across the creeks and through the mountains and the valleys. I must have knocked 2 days off my time. Well, I busted the door open. The old man leaned down out the hayloft and said, phew, son, what delayed you? The old man had run so fast he wore his cork leg down to a box stop. Same song, second verse, third spell. Ain't that right? Me and my buddy here, we was taking a trip on a train here a while back. We was going out to New Orleans, Louisiana. It was sort of an unpleasant trip. There's a lady across the seat from us here across the aisle had a little old pet monkey with her. That monkey kept looking at old Denny Riles here, my buddy, and says, Denny says, I'm about fed up with this monkey. He keeps making faces at me. Monkeys are carrying on like you know them, you know. Like they's kin or something. Who knows? Denny says, the next time the conductor comes by, I said, I'm going to see if we can have that monkey thrown off this train because I'm tired of this. Directly the conductor come by and he got him. He says, hey, confidentially, conductor says, look at him. Says, do you allow monkeys on this train? He says, no, son, but stay down till the next stop. We'll slip you out the back door. I don't know. Miscarriage of justice, I guess. Well, we got off. It was about nighttime. We was walking across the parking lot. Directly, he slapped me on the shoulder. He said, Country Clyde, he said, did you see what's going on in that car over there? I said, no. I said, it's nighttime. I didn't think nothing was going on. I didn't hear nobody. He said, I did. He said, there's a boy and a girl in there, and they're playing checkers. I said, playing checkers? How do you know? We just walked right by there, and you can't see in there. How do you know? He said, well, they must have been playing checkers. I heard her tell him another move like that. They're about to cry on you. Maybe that's what they're doing, huh? Oh, Lord, I'll tell you. We had a good time, though. My old pa I was telling you about now, he used to be bad to drink. Bless his heart. When I was a kid, we lived out on the farm. He'd go to town every Saturday night on the old horse and wagon. He'd get him a quart or two. You could always hear him before you could see him coming down the old dirt road late at night, hollering to the top of his voice, singing, carrying on. It's one Halloween Saturday night. Ma said, children, said, Pa, I'm going to break him from drinking tonight. Said, I'm going to scare your Pa so bad he'll never take another drink of liquor. Well, we just young and we didn't know what she was going to do. So about midnight, she put old white sheet around her, bed sheet, you know, and went down there and hid in the bushes at the curve of the road. She said, now, whenever your Pa comes by, I'm going to jump out and scare him. Said, it'll scare him so bad he'll never drink. Directly she heard him, here he come, just a-singing and top of his voice. About the time he got to that curb, she jumped out with that old white bed sheet around her and said, boo! Says, I'm the devil. He said, pleased to meet you. I married your sister. I'll tell you what, things on the farm wasn't never quite the same. You can believe that. Woo! Friends, we don't do this for money, because I don't think no money could buy this. I don't think it would buy it. All right, I love it. All right. Let's tell them about the old outhouse one time. You know that old outhouse we used to have? T of A. They passed an ordinance in our town and said we had to tear it down. That little old shack out back so dear to me. Cause the health department said its days were over and dead. It'll live forever in my memories. Wasn't fancy built at all, had newspapers on the wall. Was air conditioned in the winter time. It was just an humble hut, but its doors never shut. And a man could slip inside without a dime. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear That precious building down, 'cause there's not another like it in the country or the town. Not so very long ago, I went tipping through the snow to that little house behind my old hound dog, where I'd set me down to rest like a snowbird on his nest, and I'd read a Sears and Roebuck catalog. Don't let them tear that little brown building down, don't let them tear that little brown building down, don't let them tear that precious building down, 'cause there's not another like it in the country or the town. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. If anybody sees Frank Mitchell, tell him to come on up. He's supposed to be a feller that does an expert, professional shoeshine rag popping act. And I'll tell you what, those are scarce nowadays. Any of you ever heard the Grand Ole Opry? I know you have. If you hadn't ever heard it, just raise your hand. I'd rather do it that way. Every time I perform, people ask me, said, do some of your Grand Ole Opry imitations. So I thought, while we got just a little gap here to cover, I'd just shoot a few of them out and see what you think of them. I'll tell you who they are each time I do them so that you won't get confused. When I was just a kid, I used to listen to the Opry, and I thought, boy, if I could ever be like some of those people, I would really appreciate it. Anyhow, this is my interpretation of how the old Martha White show that Hank Snow used to do, how he sounded. And it would start out on Saturday night. The announcer would say, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned now for the Martha White Grand Ole Opry starring Hank Snow. And he would come in like this.
That big eight wheeler rolling down the track, me just a loving daddy ain't coming back. When we're moving on, we're rolling on. You're my blind to half of my little old sky, and I'm moving on. Well, someday, baby, when you batter your play, you gotta watch your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. Done your daddy wrong. Well, a hint to you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hank Snow, the Singing Ranger. Welcome to our show tonight, brought to you by Martha White. I'd like to bring out an old boy you've seen and heard many times on the stage and the silver screen. Make him welcome, if you would, Mr. Tex Ritter.
Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, I know the upper arm old. Dropped in my four pockets of silver and gold. And it's a whiskey rye, whiskey, whiskey I cry. If a whiskey don't kill me, I'll live till I die. If the ocean were whiskey and I were a duck, I'd go to the bottom and I'd never come up. And it's a whiskey, whiskey, whiskey I cry. If a tree don't fall on me, I'll live till I die.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Tex Ritter. Now let's have a little comedy show. A little comedy on here by the name of Simon Crumb. And all of you have heard Simon, so let's make him welcome. He's going to do just a little bit of a country music fiddler.
She's the wife of a country music fiddler. Hold up, hold up. She travels around with him from town to town, trotting it down. She's the wife of a country music fiddler. Ka-diddly-dee-doo. She loves him 'cause he loves to fiddle around.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do one more and get on out of here. There's another show fixing to start in the Grand Ole Opry House. But let's do a little girl for you. There's Queen of Country Music, Kitty Wells.
One by one, we broke each vow we made. It was you who lied, it was me who paid. As yours as the heaven beyond the sun, we'll pay.
This is Hank Snow, the Singing Ranger, saying thank you for being with us. May the good Lord take a liking to you. See you next week, same time, same station. Till then, the good Lord bless you.
That
big eight mill rolling down the track. Mean just a loving daddy ain't coming back. When we're moving on, we're rolling on. We're flying to half of my little old sky, and I'm a moving on. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, folks, we're going to have the shoeshine man come up here and do a little something. You know, everybody has a talent, and some things some people do, it might not seem like a talent to you or I, but it is to them. And I believe that in his case, he really does have a talent. I can't hardly even brush my shoes off sometimes, let alone pop a shoeshine, right? And then he can't even get down to his, he says. Don't all y'all laugh out there now. So anyhow, we're going to kill just a minute here till he gets down here, and he wanted somebody to stand around here and slap a few strings behind him, so we're going to just stand here and accompany him. We've got a couple more good bands coming up. We're supposed to have a good gospel choir come in this afternoon, so y'all stay with us. We're going to tell a few jokes, and somebody buy a side of ribs directly, we may eat some ribs, ain't no telling.
I'm Warren Capel from Lake City, Florida. If you're from this area, you probably know about the Capel Shoe Store and Repair Shop. Frank Mitchell here has been working for nearly 30 years in this store, and he's shined shoes, also worked on shoes. And one of these fellows, or both of them, are going to give us some backup music while he pops a rag on my shoes. Thank you.
reasons why Mr. Capel has the best shine pair of shoes in town. When you got your own shoe shine boy with you every day demonstrating, you can't go wrong.
I'll tell you, we appreciate that a lot. That's all right.
You know, we got just a little more time. I'm going to make an offer here. Somebody, I know other people out in this group can sing. Somebody wants to sing a song. I mean, really sing a song. Those are words to what they're going to sing and what key they do it in. They want to come up and sing a song. Come on up. We'll just back you up and let you star right here on the old marble stage. Don't matter who it is, man or woman, boy or girl. Surely everybody's not bashful. I don't want everybody to come up at one time, but any one person that wants to come up and sing, you're liable to wind up on the Star of the Pine Tree show tonight. Who knows? So I know there's people out there can sing. Come on up, somebody.
Do a good song while
they're coming up there. I'll tell you what, we're going to do a little something while somebody's coming up. No kidding. Somebody come on up and do a song. And if you're not known around here, so you don't have to be embarrassed. And if you are known, we won't tell nobody you've done it. Well, down the road from me, there's no holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You go around the bend, then you come back again for a jug full of good old Mountain Dew. They call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Fiddle one time. Well, the preacher rode by with his head high, stood high, said his wife had been down with the flu. And he thought that I ought just to give him a snort of that good old Mountain Dew. They call it that old Mountain Dew. Y'all sing it, you know it. Them that refuse it are few. Sing it. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Fill it one time. Well, my Uncle Bill's got a still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. And the buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew. Everybody sing now. They call it that old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. I ain't hearing this side over here much. That old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. All right. That'll always get the blood moving in you when you go to singing and hollering at that.
Get the blood moving in you if you
appreciate
think
it.
Some of it, too.
I'm going to tell them about this thing. I bet they've never heard this song unless they were here yesterday. If they were here yesterday, they heard it. I did a story a while ago that I didn't write. Somebody else wrote it and made a million off of it. But I'm going to do you a little song that I wrote. It's about when I took a trip up I-75 a while back and went into the state of Ohio. And that was my first trip up there. And as you all know, if you've been up these interstates, they've got the rest stops along the way. You pull in and rest and do whatever else you have to do. Well, when I arrived in the state of Ohio, we pulled into this little rest stop, and it looked about like the regular ones on the outside, but when I got inside, I found that it was lacking in a lot of ways. Didn't have any flush plumbing, and it didn't have basins where you could wash your hand. It had the old hand pump outside like Granddaddy's farm used to have, you know. And it kind of seemed rather ironic to me that a building setting along a million-dollar expressway like that didn't have what we know as a modern conveniences of home. So I took a picture of the place, and I told my wife, probably people back home wouldn't believe it otherwise, and I decided I'd write a song about it because I thought it warranted that. So this is just a little humorous thing. You're from the state of Ohio. I dedicate it to you, and I don't apologize because it's the truth. And if you're not from there, if you're ever up that way, stop by and see if I'm not telling you the truth. This little thing's called the Ohio Outhouse Interstate Blues, and it goes like this. One day I was taking a drive up Interstate 75. Was a beautiful day in the merry, merry month of June. With my wife and my brother-in-law, headed north up to Saginaw. In our wildest dreams, we couldn't see what lay ahead. Well, we rambled through the Georgia towns. Tennessee didn't let us down. And Kentucky was a beautiful state to see. When we drove into Ohio, I said, excuse me now, but I got to go. So we pulled into the little rest stop side of the road. Well, I couldn't believe my eyes. To say the least, I was surprised. For a minute, thought that I was back on the farm. Well, the outside looked okay, but for the inside, I got to say, was a modern-day version of the outhouse and all of its charm. I got the Ohio Outhouse Interstate Blues. When I got inside, I found a lot of other guys hanging around, waiting in line for their turn at the trough. Was so crowded that we couldn't breathe, and you better not call for sneeze. And the air smelled like on the farm when we used to kill hogs. When my turn finally came, I was ridding myself of the pain. You could look straight ahead and see the folks, one and all. Up the sidewalk they would come. Some would walk, some would run. You'd just stand there and wave and smile and say, howdy, y'all. They had a little hand pump outside, and it'd fill Grandpa's heart with pride to know his culture had survived so long. If you ever take a trip, don't miss a chance to stop and take a picture of that little old outhouse sitting by the interstate roads. I got the Ohio Outhouse Interstate Blues. Thank you. All right. I'll tell you what, if we didn't have fun, I don't know what we'd do, because we sure ain't having no fun paying off these credit cards and refrigerators and all, so. We do have a lot of fun. I'll be honest with you, this man and myself, we're just really country. We don't put on like this. This is about what we wear every day. And in fact, I dressed up today. I did put on a pair of overalls that wasn't patched, so I thought I might.
You had shoes on today, too, buddy. You had shoes on today.
Well, I know I wore shoes today, but they're not mine. The guy come looking for it, but I done left the house to come up here, so it don't matter, does it? Well, we're still waiting, but, you know, that's what we're all doing is waiting, so we're either going to be waiting here or waiting somewhere, so y'all just stick around and have a good time. Let's play a little fiddle tune one time, Denny, for us. Play a little Whistling Rufus. I bet most of these people never heard that tune called Whistling Rufus.
I don't know it real good.
All right, play it the best you know it, buddy. Give him a good hand. I think that was really fine.
Thank you,
Whistling Rufus. really fine. Somebody asked me to do sometime today, if I had time, to do a gospel song, so I'd like to do it right now, because later on we'll